Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Bachelor Rehab Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I can't believe we're back already for another season.
Happy New Tears, as the Bachelor promo said.
Oh my God. Are we sure we want to do this?
We just have to at this point. And
we do.
We always have to rope someone else in to draft with us. And Haley, you recruited someone excellent to join us.
I think so.
Introducing them.
Yeah. So I don't know how this hadn't occurred to me before, because I've done many drafts with this person. Never about The Bachelor, though. So I thought, gosh, who would be a great person to draft The Bachelor with? Who would, you know, take it seriously, but not too seriously? And then, of course, my good friend Matt Liguori. I can't believe I hadn't asked you sooner. Matt, what is wrong with me?
Listen, we really need to, like I said earlier, not talk about all those past times that I was passed over. It really, I spent a couple seasons every time a new draft came up, I was like, oh, that could have been me. But you did have a lot of good guests over the past few times. Nobody that I was like, oh, wow, that person got the call over me. But I do promise, the entire time I've been waiting for the call. Also, when I got a text from you the other day, I
could not have been.
Who asks to be a guest?
A single person.
I figured if it didn't come my way, it wasn't meant to be. So
Rourke, like 2 years before she was on Survivor, she texted me and said, hey, if I ever make it on Survivor, can I be on your draft? And I said, yeah, sure, like that's gonna happen. And then she was on Survivor.
Okay, but I can't go on Survivor just to make sure I get invited onto a draft.
You didn't even have to.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like I said, I was very excited to get the text. I'm very happy to be here. I've obviously, you know, obviously watched the show, but I kind of fall off sometimes. Like, I feel like the way that I watch The Bachelor is like the way that you watch Big Brother. So we're just completely like opposites with these two shows that I watch it. I pay attention. I know what's going on for the most part. But like, I definitely can fall off every once in a while. So I feel like with the draft and like having people to root for, I'll be way more invested this season.
I've heard that from a lot of people who say like, oh, I didn't really care before. But now I can't stop watching it.
It's just so much. I mean, I don't think you guys, you know, it's the fact that like the premiere is 3 hours and then every week, it's so much.
Oh no, yeah. Don't break the news.
What? Yes.
Sorry to spoil you.
God. Damn it.
It's a lot of content.
I'd rather have 1 3-hour premiere than a 2-night 4-hour premiere.
Who says there's not going to be like a 2-hour the second night? I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh God.
Well, let's hope not. Matt, can you give our listeners a quick intro to who you are and how they might have come across you before, or where they can find you if they haven't yet?
Of course. I do some other stuff over on this fine website here, Rob is a Podcast and Post Show Recap. Where are we? Reality TV Wrap-Ups. Yeah. I don't watch any of those post show recap shows. No, I watched Watchmen. All right, back on track. Big Brother and Survivor.
No, we should support our brethren over on Post Show Recaps, but I'm just like known for not caring
reality
about any
only.
Television that's good. Yeah, reality only or comedy.
Yeah,
that's about it.
No award-winning stuff.
Mm-mm. Like I said, I watched Watchmen, but like that wasn't even on Post Show Recaps. That was Josh and Antonio did that on the Hollywood Reporter's feed.
Oh.
So I haven't even listened. It's been a while since I've listened to a Post Show Recap. But of course, we always support them and everything that they have going on. Yes. But yeah, so all that stuff. And then over on the Dom and Colin podcast, I do my weekly recaps of the challenge episodes with Brian Scally. And of course, we have people like Colin himself and the lovely Haley on with us all the time to, or not all the time, every once in a while to draft or just to talk about the episode. So it's very familiar territory to be here talking about a draft with Haley.
Awesome.
Yeah, I can only guarantee that I'm going to be just as bad on this one as I am on every single challenge one. But at least here, I feel it, because you and Brian and Colin all take it very seriously. And I just come
Colin
in as
not.
Like, well, if he pretends to.
Maybe. Like, I mean, he definitely puts in the exact same, if not less effort than you do to look up these things before we start.
But I like am fine with how little I care about it. And, you know, I'm surprised people haven't, has anyone emailed you saying, why is she on here?
Absolutely not. No, everybody loves any time that we can get Haley Strong on the podcast.
That's debatable. But Anyway, so yeah, we're here on this draft.
Happy birthday, Scally.
Yeah, happy birthday. He's a New Year baby. What a treat that must be.
Yes.
Was he like the first baby born in the hospital he was born in that year?
Oh, I thought you meant ever.
No.
I don't know. Good question. We don't come back until like February or March, so I'll try to remember that when the time
comes. Well, he should be listening to this.
Probably.
It would be a good factoid on a bio on a dating show, I would say.
Yeah.
First baby born in the year, whatever.
Did either of you have any
year he was born?
Did either of you have any New Year's resolutions other than diving into the Bachelor cast on New Year's Day?
I actually just put a blog post up on strongtakes.ca about all of my New Year's resolutions, which included cleaning out all of the cupboards and closets in my house.
Because
they are all a disaster and they all make me very angry anytime I have to open them and try and find something.
I try to keep all my stuff pretty clean, so I don't know if I have any resolutions of that. And
except my house partner does not.
Well,
aka your fiance.
Him.
I don't think I have any major resolutions. I'm not really somebody that puts those thoughts down, you know, in a coherent manner. So I guess I'll just read Haley's blog and make some of those resolutions my own.
They're not coherent.
Well, it's better than nothing I have set up. So,
yeah, I usually wait about a week and I'm like, what's something I've done consistently this week? And I'll just like say that was what I wanted to do.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I was drinking water pretty well. Okay. Let's drink more water.
If you're listening to this right now, go drink some water.
Yes.
I actually bought this really great cup from Starbucks for $3, and it's their like cold drink cup that you're supposed to bring in and get filled with Starbucks beverage. Except I never drink anything at Starbucks, so I just bought this cup and it's just wonderful for water drinking.
Nice, good tip.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
All right, well, before we dive into this season of The Bachelor, Haley, there were some news stories that came out over the off season. You and I kind of text about them back and forth. So that's kind of something we try to keep track of. Stories that you want to mention?
Let me just scroll through our text conversation. What a great call. Let me see.
Can I start with one? Because yes. It was my favorite Bachelor couple had another child.
Ooh. Which is your favorite Bachelor couple?
Sean and Catherine had their third kid. It was they got a daughter this time, and I was very excited when I saw that myself.
Her name is Mia, I believe. Too. December 23rd. Yeah, I was really excited for them to have a girl. Congrats to them. They are doing great. I love Catherine. Always have. Probably always will, unless she does something super problematic. But fingers crossed.
I love them so much.
That's so funny. I love hearing that.
It was also my first season.
Wasn't that your first season too, Haley? Or you just watched their wedding, right?
No, I watched First Ben.
Oh, okay. Yeah. First Ben.
Like, Sean Lowe is the definition of dad jokes, and somehow they always get me. Like, whether it's on Twitter or some stupid Instagram video, like, he's just good with the delivery. I like Sean.
It's true. He's very funny on Twitter. And corny, but yeah, always making jokes about favorite children and so forth. And yeah.
And their babies are like, very cute.
Yeah, and they're like the true, like the only successful Bachelor couple, like that did it the right way and didn't like choose someone and then choose somebody else. So you got to root for them.
Yeah. Other news, Dean was skiing in Switzerland and fell and broke his leg and his hip, ?
Seemed kind of scary. Like he was in an
abandoned,
kind of like stranded.
I feel like you're a skier. I feel like I've seen you going skiing.
What? No. Any sport, okay. Not for me.
My bad.
Mix that with winter, extra not for me.
Never once. You've never gone.
I have gone one time. I went home with a friend over spring break to Calgary, and they had a condo in Idaho. So we went to Idaho for a couple days to Schweitzer Mountain. Great. I loved Schweitzer Mountain. That was fantastic. I had a ski lesson with a guy who looked exactly like Jesse Tyler Ferguson. I was the only person over 15 on that bunny hill. I fell a couple times, and then my boots were on too tight, so I thought I was going to throw up because I have a very low pain tolerance. Oh. So I had to get him to loosen up the boots. And that was it for me.
I've gone a couple times. I haven't gone in a few years, but I did have a very traumatic experience the last time that I went, where the mountain was very icy, and I think we went down a blue slope, which is like the second hardest. You know, it's green then blue. And it was the first time going down this particular hill. I gained speed, and I could not stop, and I was going down the hill faster than anybody else out there, and I really thought it might have been the end. I ended up having to stop myself by falling over, tumbling about 10 times, and have 10 people come over to see if I was okay, which I kind of was, but also kind of wasn't.
Anything that involves any coordination whatsoever, like, I'm just out. I am very clumsy, and not as like a cute movie character trait. Like, I am incredibly clumsy, and it's one of the most frustrating aspects of my life.
Well, I guess luckily both of us got out of it without any Dean-like injuries, because it sounds scary.
He like dislocated his hip, broke his leg. JP Rosenbaum also had some health issues over the winter or spring, fall, whatever season we just went through. Courtney Robertson, one of our faves, is pregnant and engaged. Congrats to her. Katie and Chris broke up, to nobody's surprise whatsoever.
Not at all.
Becca. Becca's expecting
another one.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Becca?
Baby Becca.
Little Becca.
Sorry. Baby Becca.
Yeah, I knew that one.
She'll have a nice set of Irish twins.
Yep.
And what else is going on here? Chris Lane and Lauren Bushnell got married. Demi and Christian broke up.
Jason and Caitlin got another dog. So they have two golden retrievers that are really cute.
Yeah. And then, what's their names? Joe and Kendall got a dog.
Oh, they did? I didn't see that one.
It's a little wiener dog whose name is Pistachio? That sounds right. Well,
that's cute if it is. Cute if true.
Cute if true. There's been some drama surrounding Hannah and some of her guys. Like, Tyler, Cameron, and Dylan are not like super into her anymore or something like that. I think Dylan has been being rude about it, and I'm not okay with that. Oh, Hannah won Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How can we forget that?
That was a crazy time.
Yeah. Great work by her.
Is she the first winner from the show?
Oh, my God. Yes. Everyone else has been trash.
Well, they haven't had any.
They always put the guys on, and the guys are always all the guys. Terrible. Yeah.
Because
I think like Melissa did
Melissa Rycroft
when
she won.
Yeah, Melissa Rycroft won. Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. She won the All-Star season.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, there's been a lot going on in Bachelor Nation. I think we've probably forgotten some stuff, but whatever.
Yeah, we covered the most of it until we get tweets saying we missed something. But.
Well, that's what next week's for. Every single week after that until September.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we've got a long run ahead of us, but we're excited. Are you guys excited for Peter? We weren't that excited with the announcement, but he's a little more chiseled, a little better hairdo. What do you guys think?
The idea of Peter of the lead has really grown on me over the off season. Yeah,
that's good.
I don't know if it's grown on me at all, but I guess there's time to see how he does. But I don't know. I didn't get it then. Still really don't get it, but I guess he's simple and basic enough for people who watch the show to digest.
Yeah, totally. the previews weren't giving me a lot of, like, it doesn't seem like it's going to be one of those really dramatic seasons, at least from Peter's side of things. Maybe the cast of women will bring something. Matt, we were talking just before we started recording that you and I watched the Chris Harrison preview on Facebook. He alluded to something about Champagne Gate. Rats and cats or something like that. I don't know if I'm remembering that right. A few little terms, like different gates that happen during the season. Yeah. So at least we have that to look forward to. He's 28. He's a pilot, and they like to say he grew up just a few minutes away from Bachelor Mansion. So Haley, do you think that gives him a leg up on being the Bachelor?
I Does it give them a leg up? I don't know. Not really. I think there'll be a lot of like hometown touches to some of the dates. God, he's the same age as me, right? Gosh, that is mind blowing and heartbreaking at the same time, I'd say.
Yeah, it has to catch up to everyone eventually.
You know, it really does. When we started this podcast, what year was that? 2014 we started? How old was I in 2014? I was 23 when we started the podcast, maybe even 22.
Prime time to be Whatever. Cast on the show now.
Yeah, now I'm old.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one woman who's 31 on here, and I was like, oh, honey, 31 on The Bachelor? And then I was like, what are you talking about, Haley? That's not a normal age of person.
Right. I know, so true. But, you know, compared to Colton, I think 28, we're doing well here. Ben was a lot younger. So, yeah.
And it's not like he's 35 or 36 and they're casting a bunch of like 21-year-olds. Like, I feel pretty comfortable with all of this.
Yes.
Yeah, what's the youngest person on this cast? But I feel like it wasn't, what, like maybe 22?
25, it looks like.
Yeah, 22.
Okay.
Pretty reasonable.
I guess it could be worse.
Yeah. Could be a lot worse.
And there's only like two 22-year-olds as far as I can see here. So yeah, definitely could be worse.
Yeah. So as for starting this draft, we were talking, I believe I won last time. I don't remember by how much, but I think it was kind of a landslide because I had Peter and I had Jed, even though I didn't want to really claim Jed at the end, but you know, he still got the points at the end. He did receive the final rose. So we haven't quite worked out any kind of system of what happens if a rose is taken away. We still like to go old school. Maybe it's just the hopeless romantics in us that we just want it to work out and we don't want to create that scenario. And if the Bachelor does it to us, we, you know, we don't account for that in our points. So because of that, I will select the draft order that we're going in. We're going to do a snake draft. And as always, you can follow at GeorgeCTV. He does our scorekeeping for the different point values, but we give points for dramatic or interesting limo entrances, gifts that they give, a lot of points on that first night, points if you become the Bachelorette, points if you become a contestant on Bachelor in Paradise, those first impression roses, the rose for a date, and kiss points. And there's some other fun categories in there that are escaping my mind, but I didn't get the full breakdown from George of the new categories we might have added, but like emotional story could be some. So basically, if you're an interesting contestant and you last a while, you'll get points. And if you flame out, but you do something interesting first night, you can grab some points that way. So that's kind of what comes into play when we get down to those 8th, 9th, 10th picks. So with that being said, I kind of like that last spot where I can pick the 3 and 4 of the snake draft. So I'll put myself there. And I think guests should go first and have the honor of first pick. So Matt, I'll give that to you. Haley, number 2. How's that sound?
All right. Before we dive into it, I just want to point out a couple stats.
Sure.
And that is there are 3 flight attendants on this cast and 4 former beauty queens.
Oh, yeah. And basically everyone from Texas or Illinois, maybe some other cities in there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Do we want to do anything fun? Like each of us can only take 1 flight attendant. I think we can do fast. Make your pick now.
I liked in the video that we were talking about before, that the first thing that what's his name? Chris says when he opens up the video, he's like, yeah, so, you know, this season, I promise we're not going to have any flight jokes or, you know, any windmill jokes, like none of that this season. No worries. Yeah. You guys are good. And then he like holds his earpiece in a little tighter and he's like, oh, wait, sorry. I'm being told that's not true. Like, oh, you really got us there.
Yeah.
Like, good one, bud.
Right. Yeah. We haven't seen a preview where it's like a lady dressed up as a windmill.
Definitely not.
We knew that was coming, Haley, right? As soon as he was announced.
Oh, my God. Just like immediately.
It's really all we had on Peter. That was like his one thing that he came away with from a 4-timer in the windmill. So, all right, Matt, with that being said, would you like to do the honors of walking us through your first choice?
Yes. So, and before I make any picks, do we, like, we're good saying anything, I guess, that was in that video? Like, there was a couple of things that were said about that happened in the first couple episodes.
So Chris,
what do we think about that?
Chris gives, like, a few spoilers, but they're more like, we never know if he's really redirecting us. Because, Haley, do you remember that one season where he said somebody was out or lasted a few weeks and that person was out night one?
Yeah, and I was upset. And we were like, wait, maybe he's actually still there and we just can't tell. But no, he was gone.
Right.
We're like, so, oh, this guy will be great at the basketball day because he's a basketball player. And like, no, he was gone.
Right. The spoilers he gives are like somebody who gets the first one-on-one date and somebody who gets the first kiss and then just like some drama that might be coming along. I think that's fair game. It's released by the show. So if you're really sensitive listening to this, then wait till after the premiere, I guess. All right. Maybe
there we go.
Yeah.
I like it. So I feel like if I have the first pick here, I have to go with the one sure thing, at least for the first episode. I know somebody that is not probably going to go home at the end of it. The person who gets the first one-on-one, I believe, unless I didn't even write this down. I'm going off memory, but okay. I believe it was Madison. And I will go with Madison as my first pick. She is 23 years old. She's a foster parent recruiter from Alabama, which I feel like on paper, reading her bio, she wasn't somebody who immediately, you know, jumped off the page as like, oh, this is a good match. But if she was the one who caught Peter's eye right off the bat and, you know, he wanted to make his move there, then who am I to go any other direction here?
Yeah, you know, I wrote down that Madison, she is religious, which Peter is into. She seems to go hard on that religion, though, eh?
Yeah. What did she say? She said if she was stranded on an island and could only bring one book, it would be the Bible.
There's so like many the Big books Brother now. House, right?
Yeah.
That's the only book they have there. And the back of like cereal boxes they read.
Oh, yeah. yeah, I think that's a good pick. You know for sure you're gonna get those first one-on-one date points. It's really rare for the first one-on-one date person to go home. Haley, I can't remember. It's happened a few times, maybe, but not really recently.
The only time I can remember is on Emily Maynard's season, and I'm not even sure if that was the very first one-on-one date.
Yeah, and then on Hannah's season, there was a guy who had a one-on-one, and then he was like removed later on, and then it was not really referred to at all.
the other so, Tyler.
Yes. So those mysterious circumstances. But I would say this is a safe pick. She's got a good story being a foster parent recruiter. She is a basketball player and a state MVP. You know what? One thing I struggled with these bios, and Haley, we've complained about this. We used to get like their little what they would fill in. So we would see their words. Here we've got somebody rewriting it. So there's less to make fun of.
here's a question, mm-hmm. which I guess this is like an overall, before we get into like all the rest of the picks, you guys might know more about Peter than I do just from kind of being way more casual about the show. Do we know what his status is on like where he wants, like, does he want kids? Does he want to start a family? Or is he just kind of looking for a wife at this point? Because a lot of these bios had to do with are ready for kids or ready for settling down and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say based on that, that is what he's looking for. Like he wants a wife, he wants a family.
Okay.
He wants to settle down. Because I did notice that a lot too, that it was like very like, let's have a baby right away heavy.
Yeah, right. I know that's a little scary if it's a bachelor who may just be like, you know, I mean, Peter is 28, so it's not like he's like on the younger side. But, you know, sometimes you never know if they're like not ready for that part yet. But I don't know. So good to know.
Yeah. And I think, you know, while Tyler was off dating celebrity women, but there were other reasons that people said that maybe he wasn't chosen to be the bachelor, even though he was so popular, was because he wasn't ready for that stage of life. So, yeah, I think
Peter I got that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Haley, all right. Pick number two.
Okay, I'm going to go with Peyton. She didn't like hardcore stand out to me, but I think that's kind of what Peter's going to go for. You know, I got to say, reading going through these bios, nobody really stood out to me as like really amazing or really awful. She's outgoing. She likes having a big family. And she's not super athletic, but she likes to go outdoors and she likes wine. So I'm a fan of her. I think she looks a lot like a mix between Cassie from last season and Leslie from Sean Lowe's season.
Oh, totally. I can see that.
I just like her. And I feel like this type of person usually goes far.
Yeah, and Chris said something about her being the life of the party. I think Peter strikes me a little more reserved. I think he is going to go for that more outgoing type. I think that would balance him really well. So I like that. Her biggest fear is fear of missing out. She has a bulldog named Louise. Yeah.
Big same.
Luckily, you're part of the draft now, so you're not missing out on it anymore. And yeah, she's not afraid of talking to strangers. In fact, she enjoys it. So I think it's a good pick. A lot of stories in these bios about relationships that recently ended. Is this a Matt? Do you think that's a good move? You come out of a bad breakup and your ex cheated on you, and next step, go on The Bachelor.
I mean, if anyone believes that that's really the reason any of these women are here, that they are truly just so heartbroken, they need to find their next love. Maybe like one of them. It's always a good move if you have nothing else to say for your bio. I recently just broke up with a guy and, I'm just looking for something next. Sure, whatever. Yeah. Well, I'll take it.
Patty was the one. And she also discovered a fifth sibling via Facebook. So that could be an interesting story that we find out about.
Especially if the sibling shows up.
That'd be good.
Can you imagine if she was also on the season?
Ooh. Yeah, I heard there was another contestant who we'll get to whenever we get to that brings somebody else with her. And I don't think that person's a contestant. So wouldn't be surprised if that's a thing they do this season. Just bring on whoever you want.
That'd be awesome. All right. So after Peyton is off the board, I'll look at who I've starred in my notes. I've got my system down here. I think I am going to go with, what is her name? She's blonde, and that doesn't help me when there's so many blondes.
No, there's so many of them.
What are you talking about?
I go with my fellow Midwesterner here, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey from Des Moines, Iowa. Chris said that she was very emotional, but that doesn't really deter me because that's basically everyone on the show. And he did say she was one to watch. So
that's our first beauty pageant person off the board.
Yes.
What is her profession? Because I can read it, but I don't know what it means.
Professional clothier.
What is that?
Personal shopper?
Is it? Is it like Raven, where she owns her store?
I know. That would be boutique owner. Like, they would give her that.
They would give that.
But I've heard like professional stylist and professional, like anything. I've never heard the word clothier.
Yeah, this is shades of pantsapreneur. Like, what is this really? Professional clothier. That's a good one.
Also, she says that she's feisty and stubborn. So that's definitely something that I flagged up is like, all right, she's going to be there for a while if we see that on the show.
Yeah, that's true. And then her bio ends with, she knows what she wants. Peter Weber. So that's going to lead to drama. She's coming in. She was one that was cast for Peter. So I think that'll be good. And yeah, she is one that I guess comes up with her own hashtag during the show, hashtag crying is cool. And then Chris also refers to Champagne Gate. Haley, see what you miss out on by not watching the Chris Harrison 30-minute video?
I'm devastated. Wow, I can't believe I didn't waste a whole half hour watching that.
Double speed is your friend. It took me about 10 minutes.
See, you guys say that? I just can't bring myself to do it.
With like anything or just with like a stupid
anything.
Video?
Anything. Like, I don't want to watch things in fast speed. Like, it sounds weird.
Oh, well, that's all I do except for, a couple shows.
Is it weird hearing my voice at like the normal speed?
Well, no, because I podcast with you before. So this is my first time.
Yeah.
The first time that I heard the Robin Akiva need a podcast theme song, like it was when I recorded with them recently, and I was like, I don't know where I am right now. I feel like somebody just drugged me because this song is so slow.
That's so funny. So, well, Kelsey was another one where I thought, so they mentioned her fraternal twin, and it occurred to me, like, well, what if her fraternal twin was in this cast? We wouldn't really know. Maybe she lives in a different city. That'd be kind of a cool twist.
I don't see why not.
All right, I'm going to go with, just because I don't want this person to be snatched up, and I think it was another one that Chris called like a fave. So if he says that, it could be a red herring, but I'm going to go with Sarah from Tennessee. I like that she is also from another state that isn't, which is weirdly not really represented. Normally we have a lot of Nashville area women. She also says she likes listening to podcasts. So, hey, Sarah.
What's up, girl?
We know this one's your fave. All right. So, yeah. Chris said she was a fave from the start.
But her favorite vacation spot is Key West, Florida.
That's a little boring, but...
You know, I've never been to Key West, but like, I'm sure it's fine. But favorite vacation spot.
Maybe she hasn't been to that many.
Yeah. He also said that she was like the house cook, right? And then I feel like that was a big selling point, because considering how much apparently Peter loves food and loves to cook, and you know his mom always cooks or whatever I saw in his bio. So that's a good point. Sarah was almost my first pick.
Oh, okay, makes me feel better. And she, she makes into the house. At least we know that. Kristen allude to any weird entrance or anything. She came close to an engagement with her last boyfriend, but she's ready to grab life by the horns. She does not like slugs, and I feel like that's a rare one that I don't think the Bachelor producers, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them, but I don't recall any other dates that involve slugs. A lot of these women give their greatest fear, and then they end up on that with that date. Like, you're afraid of birds, you're afraid of spiders, or jumping off cliffs, but I think she's safe with that one. I think that's a smart answer. So that's why I'm picking Sarah. All right, Haley, it's back to you.
Okay, my next pick. I'm not sure how far she's going to make it, but I really like her. And I think she might get a package at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, we do get points for that, too. So they have an interesting story, video package.
And that's Jade.
Jade. All right, what do you like about Jade?
So I like that she's a flight attendant. so her and Peter kind of have that thing going on. They understand each other's lifestyle. You know, like, I don't think Jade's ever going to be mad that Peter's gone for long periods of time, because, like, guess what? She is, too. And she's also working towards getting her private pilot's license. So I think that's something they could have a lot of fun with and have in common. And I think, even though she's 26, I think she's probably going to be a pretty mature 26. She grew up in a Mormon family and she got married at 22. But she's divorced. So at 26 years old, she's a divorced woman. And I don't think that's going to scare Peter. I really don't. I'm hoping that Peter's the type of guy who isn't just looking for some like a woman who just kind of goes along with everything. Like, I can see Jade being somebody to challenge him, and I think that might be good for Peter. Mm-hmm. I think she's fun and I like her a lot.
Nice. Yeah, I can see how. I agree. I don't think that her marriage would throw him off, because, you know, he came close to getting engaged, and I think he's at that stage of life and understands people that would have that came through something and want to hear about that. So, I think she has an interesting backstory, and the fact that she is ambitious going after her private pilot's license. I could see them getting an aviation date, one-on-one date. So the story basically writes itself.
Yeah, she hosts the best game night in town.
Oh, that's a good
song. I would love to get an invite to that if she's listening to this as well.
Yeah, how fun is that?
Yeah.
Nothing like a good game night. I don't know how many of those are going to be happening on the show, but there's plenty of time after that for her to invite all three of us.
Yeah, she might make up her own games.
She could do that.
Someone's got it. Yeah.
They always have like a date where they, like a relay date. It's not quite game night, but she could excel at that. All right.
Doesn't somebody always get hurt at those?
Yeah. Especially like on Bachelorette.
And then that person ends up getting a rose for free because they fell down.
Yeah, is this an evolving strategy?
I love the show.
Just get injured on a competitive date.
That would be my strategy if I was ever on a show like this. Just fall down, make them feel bad for you. You get a rose and just keep falling down. Maybe it'll get you to the final four.
I think that was Evan's strategy on Bachelor in Paradise. He ended up with Carly by going to the hospital.
Yeah, and they have one, two kids now. So
two.
Maybe it works.
Yes. All right, Matt, where are you going with your second pick?
All right, my next pick, I'm going to go with another person that was flagged up as being just somebody to watch in this season. And, you know, this person has a particular something that I'm picking up on because her name is the same as the previous person that Peter was dating. I'm going to take Hannah Ann here.
Yeah, Hannah Ann, what's going on with the Ann? She just added that, right, because of Hannah Brown? Or yeah, she probably. Always go by Hannah Ann.
So yeah, she's a little bit, seems a little different, but like also kind of similar. The fact that she's just like a young Southern girl, and that seems like, you know, that seems like Peter's type, or at least one of Peter's types. So definitely feel like she could go far.
Another girl from Knoxville.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they only went to Chicago, Tennessee, and Houston for the season.
I think so, yeah. And anyone who's outside, they just travel to those casting calls. So, yeah, she was going to be my next pick, but I didn't think she was going to fall back to me. Mm-hmm. What was his? Oh, she knew Hannah G, or Hannah G referred her. So it's like, yeah.
She's very cute. I do like looking at her face.
And Chris Harrison also said she's naive about the Bachelor world, but then ends up in all the drama. So we know she's lasting a while.
Thanks.
It's a great pick. So. All right.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think so. And you get another one.
Yes, I do. Where do I go with it is the question.
We're prepared for that snake draft, eh, Matthew?
Listen, my notes for the challenge ones are always just like off the page. I send you guys like half of what I have because nobody wants to look at everything I'm looking at. This, I'm just kind of like trying to not do as bad as Mary did. So,
shade.
So we'll see. My next pick, I'm going to go with somebody else who might be kind of controversial, but, if they are, then hopefully that means they're around a while as well. Chris Harrison, said about this woman that she knows how to play the game. So I'm going to take Kelly.
Kelly.
And she spells it. She spells it just like one of our favorite people who've ever been on our podcast.
Yes. Kelly Wentworth. So that. Think bodes well. Yeah, what did he mean by that? She knows how to play the game.
He said she is an attorney, which we know, and apparently I don't know if you guys have picked up on this, that attorneys do well in the show, so that's what Chris me, and I'm gonna go with it. So if she's smart enough to, you know, find a way to keep herself alive each week, even if maybe her relationship isn't the strongest, you know, always could go for some of those points.
Yeah, and Chris also revealed an interesting tidbit about this Kelly, that she met Peter prior to the season at a hotel. Well, she didn't meet up with him at a hotel. They were at separate events at a hotel. And so he remembers her. And Chris said that they both think it's fate. So I don't know what that means. If it's just Kelly's going to come in and say, oh, it's fate that like I ended up here. But how is it fate if like she knows she's being cast on The Bachelor, right? So like, she had to have some, I don't know, like, I don't know what stage she was meeting him. She was, if she was in the process.
And like, does he remember her?
Maybe it seems like it, or at least she would tell him. And then the girls find out and it becomes the story night one, apparently. So should be interesting. I hope it goes better than Nick's season when, what was her name? Liz showed up and it's like, hey, we hooked up at a wedding, remember? Yeah,
I like that she says nothing makes her angrier than when people don't listen to her, because I think we can mostly all relate to that. At least
same.
I can.
Same. So like the most same.
Yeah. So
so angry.
With you on that, Kelly.
I think one of my 2020 resolutions should be like legitimately go to therapy.
That's probably should be everybody's resolution.
I thought you were going to say like make more people listen to me, which I guess if you go
no, there, like anyway. I can't do that.
You force somebody to listen
force
to you.
Someone so. To listen to you, yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm literally paying somebody to listen to, and then I have all of you guys, right? All of the listeners of this podcast. But yeah. I always forget about that, right? Because I don't know. They're not telling me all the time.
You can't see them nodding along to the things you're saying.
Yeah, and it's not like I have a conversation with them, and then like one day later, I'm like, "Hey, remember this conversation they had?" And then they go, "No, we never had that conversation." And then I break out a knife.
Is this a recent event that you're referring to?
What? No, never.
Yeah, I think I can relate as well. Once you move in with someone. Yes. All right. Well, Haley, which of these next contestants would you like to listen to on your TV screen?
Let me look through my little notey notebook. I was unprepared for this. I don't know why, because like I knew it was happening. Sarah's already gone, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. God, I'm bad at this.
I wish we had like a cool interactive tool like on the ABC website where you could like drag and drop and then they're gone. And I really don't like the user experience of their bios, but
I wish they had like a slideshow option too, where you can just click.
That was my main complaint. Yeah.
Instead of also white font on burgundy background was just horrific for my brain.
But do you like the new white backgrounds of the contestants' photos? They're less yearbook looking, or
they are.
And your therapist is going to have some fun complaints to listen to.
Oh my god, my therapist is going to be like, "You're an idiot." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
Okay, yeah, I've heard this one before.
I'm going to go with Jasmine.
Jasmine, client relations manager, 25, from Houston.
Yeah, I think she's pretty. I think she has family is very important to her. So is the ambition. She wants a family pretty soon, et cetera, et cetera. I like that she speaks Vietnamese. That's mm-hmm. cool. Any of the girls who are like, yes, I like to travel, I think is a good call for Peter. I also like looking at her face.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
She has a nice face.
She's got a good face.
The tidbit we got from Chris is that she speaks Vietnamese as her opener. We usually like that. But he says it's something very dirty. So
ooh,
the translation. Yeah.
What fun.
Yes. All right. Jasmine. Yeah, I think that's a strong pick. I had her kind of up there as well. All right.
But then again, Jasmine's best friend is the golden retriever. And Haley, we were just talking about the lack of love that we have towards some golden retrievers. So,
oh, really? Big dogs. Yeah, we're not fans of big dogs.
Big dogs. Yeah, sorry, didn't mean to single out the one specific kind. But so I don't know.
Don't tell Stephen Fishback. That's like his favorite type of dog. So
Stephen Fishback does definitely listen to this, right?
Yeah, totally.
I don't even. We're not sure if he knows who we are.
Definitely not. Not me. For sure. Let's see. Yeah, and she will propose herself if she can find a man who can get her Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Well, they're not open on Sunday, so
it's just like never gonna happen.
Yeah, it'll be like really cold. So all right.
Well, he could buy it on Saturday and give it to her on Sunday.
Right. That could work. Preserve it correctly. So
I don't know if it takes that much preserving with fast food. It'd probably still look the same when she opens it on Sunday.
That's true. She's leaving it out on the counter. All right. This is back to me. Where am I going to go? Let's see. So much pressure. I am going to go with... I do one of these. I'm going to go with... Sydney. Sydney, 24, a retail marketing manager. She's from Alabama, and Chris tells us from the same high school as Hannah B. So I think she's maybe a little bit younger than Hannah B. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and the tidbit that we heard was that from Chris is that a certain someone said she might be the best kisser. So I'm going to get those kiss points as long as she lasts. So there we go with that.
What if he heard that from somebody other than Peter?
Yeah, it could be. He's like one of the bachelors, but you know, maybe it was Nick Vihal. We don't know, right?
Who knows?
He wasn't very specific.
He was not. Who else has been to Alabama recently? My worry is that her favorite holiday is Valentine's Day, which, like, whose favorite holiday is Valentine's Day? And yeah, I didn't get a lot other than that.
I feel like she's gonna fall very fast for Peter.
Yeah, I mean, she's younger, and yeah, I don't know that he's gonna like that Hannah B connection. I feel like he's gonna want to break apart, whether like from the type of woman he picks. That's just my take.
Yeah, but especially based on those promos we saw during Dancing with the Stars.
Oh yeah, she does come back. What's gonna happen there?
I don't know.
Yeah,
probably nothing.
Probably nothing, because considering she was on but Dancing with the Stars, we mentioned she won. And that was while filming was going on, right? So that would be, It's kind of like Tyson recording while he was filming, recording News AF while he was out filming Survivor 40. So maybe there's some magic going on there. All right. And then after Sydney, okay, I don't know why I was stressing so much because I get another pick here. Again, I'm also thrown by the snake draft. Let's see. Give me Victoria. And I'm going to go with Victoria P. I just like her face. That's really what
me
it is.
Me too. I wrote very pretty. Like, I just like some of these girls. I'm just like, I like looking at your face.
She gives me like 90s supermodel vibes. Like, it's like a throwback look. And I just like that. She's got a difficult story. So I think that could be highlighted maybe in a video package. A little bit reminiscent maybe of Crystal from Ari season. There's some drug addiction in her family, and some of her family members overcame that, so now they have a stronger bond. And Chris did say she's quick with her emotions, quick with the L word, so I don't really like that, but at least tells me, I mean, I guess she could be saying it night one, but I think it shall at least last a little while, and she's stunning, so that's
yeah. She's another one of our beauty queens.
True.
And she's a nurse. I think there's a couple nurses in this cast, and I think that's the kind of thing Peter would like.
So if it says, so this one says this former Miss Louisiana pageant girl, whereas other ones say like Miss Iowa 2019 or something. So this means she didn't win, right? She just competed locally.
Good call. That's, I didn't catch that.
So maybe she's not as intense as a typical pageant, but maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
But she doesn't like raisins in her cookies. That's noteworthy. I have to agree with that take. Get those out of there.
Do you like chicken served on the bone? Because that's another one she doesn't like.
Yeah, she doesn't like chicken she doesn't like chicken on the bone and murky waters she can't see her feet in. So a couple of things that, you know, if this was brought up before the show, she might end up with some of these things in a group date or one-on-one date, so that'll be fun. We'll get a package about how
chicken wings.
Hey,
we'll get a package about how hard her life has been, and now how much harder they're making it by making her eat chicken wings and raisins. Yeah.
The only thing I can think of them is like maybe like a hometown date or something, or she meets a. I'm thinking like Raven when Nick went to Raven's hometown. There's definitely murky waters around there, and then. Yeah, Becca and Jason had the buffalo wings, right? So You just never know. She's giving them some ammo here. Yeah, so
I like her too. I think she was pretty high up on my board.
Okay,
so I didn't expect her to fall back to me, but yeah.
Nice. She also stumbled upon a video of her on her ex's phone, which proved he had been cheating on her. A lot of cheating stories, sadly, have happened to these beautiful women. So I think we'll hear some of these sob stories. So they're in a better place. They're in the Bachelor Mansion.
Yes.
Just competing for one man. All right, what Haley. Right. Haley, who do you have for your fourth pick?
Give me Jenna.
Jenna.
You have a thing for reality TV Jennas, don't you?
I certainly do. Another girl whose face I just like. I just appreciate it. A nursing student, so again with the nursing thing.
Couple nurses, yeah.
You know, she I don't know, I just like her.
She's another Midwestern girl.
Yeah, Chicago.
They're like I said, all from there. So not surprised about that. She's also, it says that she's a passionate foodie. So again, hitting on the if Peter actually is big into all the cooking and all that stuff, it sounds like she's somebody who could be good in that area.
Yeah, this one, she seems like a cool hang. Like, mm-hmm. You know, Haley, you and I, we both love Chrissy Teigen. So she mentions her. She knits, she bowls, she plays darts. She's doing a lot of things. So, yeah, I like that. She needs to start doing activities to make herself happy, not be such a pushover. And
same, Jenna. Like, I really need to do that, too.
And what did Chris say? This is the one, right, Matt, that she brought some other woman with her?
Yes. She's
what?
She, like, on night one, somehow she had another woman with her. And did he say that he left the other woman with Peter and she, like, went, I guess, inside the mansion? Or...
Like, I think
it sounds
so.
Like she just dropped off her friend or whoever this is and was like, all right, see you guys later.
Yeah, like she arrives with another lady, and I think he name dropped, like, her name is Ashley. And
yes.
She goes away and leaves Peter with this other woman. So who do you think this could be? Is it like a character reference?
I don't know if it's an Ashley we know.
Ashley P. I don't know. There's a lot of Ashleys from the past, but.
But yeah, I mean, if she's adding to the cast. By, you know, leaving this woman with Peter and making it a cast of 31, then I don't know if she's trying to ruin her own chances or just trying to make them like a joint package for the rest of the. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe that's the long lost sibling, someone's fraternal twin. Could be interesting. It's like Corinne, like if Corinne had shown up with her nanny, you know, who could it be? All right, Matt, who are you going to pick for your fourth?
All right. My next pick, I'm going to go to somebody who I don't really have a whole lot of strong takes. Sorry, that's trademarked about. But I feel like she's nice. And I don't know. I feel like she's a safe pick here. I'm going to go with Courtney.
Courtney, that's a good pick, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a great pick.
She's from Florida. I don't know if that makes a huge difference. I mean, I wasn't sure when, you know, going into this draft, how much location matters in terms of like, is he going to be picking somebody that's from close to where he is, or if they just don't care at all because all these people want to get out to LA anyway. So I don't know, but
pilot,
Florida is pretty far. So yeah. So yeah, of course he could just fly over there anytime he wants to, but I like Courtney.
A lot of people love wine this season, which I'm fine with.
The only thing is, she says her biggest turn on is a man in cowboy boots, which doesn't seem like Peter's aesthetic, but
no, not at all.
Yeah. And she also said her ideal man is tall and athletic. And I saw right before we came on here that Peter is one of the shortest bachelors that they've had.
Oh, really?
So
how tall is he?
Just like 6 feet?
I want to say, yeah, I think he's 6 foot tall, which was shorter
minuscule
than most of the bachelors they've had.
So
all these girls are going to like be like 5'3" anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know how tall Courtney is. She does give me like Danielle Maltby vibes. I don't know. I mean, obviously Danielle's like much taller. Well, I'm much taller as if I know how tall Courtney is. But Danielle is tall. So if Courtney is that tall, then definitely I'm going to make that comparison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, Courtney.
I like it. All right. And you get another pick here.
I should have been prepared for that one, but let's see. I'll go not too far away from Courtney. I feel like this person also made somewhat of an impression on the caster Chris or whoever. I feel like her name came up in that video. Deandra. I don't know if I see her as a potential like somebody that's going to get like a hometown date. I don't know if she's going to be there that long, but I feel like she seems like she's kind of there for the right. I don't know. I like her.
I like her too. My note when I wrote her down, I said, I think I like her. So
do you like her face or do you just like her?
I like both. Both.
Just checking.
She seems fun. She likes new restaurants. She wants to bar hop. So the bar hopping gives me a little nervousness for this. Mm-hmm. I feel like Peter's not at that point anymore in his life. I feel like 28 to 23 is kind of a big difference when you're living that. I just feel like that's two pretty different points in your life. But yeah, I'm happy with her. I, like you said, I don't know if she's going to make it to the end, but I think she'll be there at least until week three.
That's better than week one or week two. Yeah. So I'll take it.
Yeah, the flag for me was that she says it's non-negotiable that she has to spend the holidays with her family. I feel like Peter's really close with his family, so it might want a little more compromise. But again, she's young. That might be something she's saying now, and they can work through it. But yeah, I think she wants to be the center, thrives in the spotlight. I think we'll see her for a little while, and could be a good Bachelor in Paradise potential with someone who wants to be in the spotlight if she doesn't last all the way.
She also cries when she gets her blood drawn, and I don't know if I still cry when I get that, but I definitely don't like it.
Yeah,
I get sometimes kind of sane. I pass out. Yeah.
I'm like, give me that chocolate chip cookie at the end. I still need it. I'm like a kid. Oh gosh, yeah, I can relate. A relatable queen. All right, Haley.
I'm going for another person who I think is definitely going to get a package, and that's Avonlea.
All right. I'm guessing because of her unique profession.
Yeah. You're telling me there's going to be a cow rancher on the season. We're not going to see it. I doubt it. Also, right. Are her parents like big fans of Anna Green Gables or what?
Oh, yeah. Anna of Avonlea.
Anna of Avonlea.
Must be. Yeah. Chris also said she's a cattle rancher slash model. They do not give her the slash on her bio here, but looking at her, it makes sense.
She looks like a blonde Becca Kufrin.
Oh my gosh, totally. I can see that. Totally. That was the other news, is that Becca Kufrin was announced as the co-host of the Traveling Bachelor show, which I think is starting soon with Ben Higgins.
Oh, and today she was announced as the new co-host for our good friends over at Bachelor Happy Hour.
Because Allie's not doing it anymore, right?
Yeah.
How many podcasts are there on this show?
Oh my gosh.
500 billion.
Yeah.
I still listen to Ben and Ashley I, but that's all. Bye. All I got.
You know what? I'm glad you do, so I don't have to, and you can just tell me all the things that happen.
I mean, it's an hour too. Podcast, and it's 45 minutes of ads, and then a little bit of catching up with the two of them and whatever they got going on.
Yeah, the thing is, they get those exclusive interviews. So
they do.
Haley, they had Chris Soules on, believe it or not, really recently.
Wild.
He's coming back. He's, been through some rough times. And actually, when I saw Avonlea's bio, I was like, where was she on Chris Soules' season?
Yeah, right.
That would have been perfect. So
every time she milks one of her cows, she thanks it for its hard work.
Oh,
I mean, that's kind of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. So good for her.
Yeah. she has traveled in an RV and snuggles up by the fire listening to a good audiobook. And yeah, I think she'll be there a while. What did Chris Harrison say anything interesting about her? He just said she's more reserved than you might expect. I don't know if that bodes well for her, but that is Avonlea. All right, it's back to me for two picks. Let me see if I have any stars left in my notes that have not been snatched up yet. I am going to go with... Let me get a flight attendant here. I'm going to go with Megan. All right. Going for a lot of blondes. A lot of blondes on the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Are all the flight attendants gone? I don't know if I got one yet.
No, I think there's another one.
All right. We'll see. We'll see if that person gets back.
Yeah.
And if I can find out who it is. Megan.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of nothing to go on from
pretty
her.
Pretty boring bio.
Yeah, basic. She's the flight attendant, mom's her best friend, loves face masks. Chris did say that she works for the same airline as another contestant. That would be Eunice. So I think Eunice is still on the board.
Oh, yeah. Eunice is still on the board for you, Matt.
Right.
So they come in. I think they don't know they're both being cast, but, flight attendants probably
Just like Tommy and Christy both didn't know that they were being cast together. Sure.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow, Matthew. That's pretty that's some salacious rumors spreading here.
Listen, I don't know. These these reality TV people, they got some tricks up their sleeves.
Reality TV goss.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, so that's Megan. Yeah, not a lot to say there, but just that flight attendant story. I think Peter like has that romanticized view. That's how his parents met. His mom was a flight attendant, his dad was a pilot, and I think he would love to recreate that if he finds the right person. So we have that. All right, now, do I go with somebody that Chris Harrison said he liked personally, which could be the kiss of death? And because there was somebody where he was like, oh yeah, she was like a crew favorite. Will she be Peter's favorite? I don't know. But you know, that tells me that she's either like, maybe she is out night one, but they wanted her to go farther. Let me just get Shean, because, you know, somebody has to pick. We have to have a Shean back on reality TV. And
it's been so long.
Yes, we have Shean.
That's amazing.
I know, and I wasn't expecting. I was like, oh, maybe it's Cheyenne. I'm going to see how Chris pronounces it, but no. It's Shean. She is 27.
Allegedly.
What? You don't think she's 27?
No, I don't. Based on this picture.
Oh, no. Oh, some shade coming out. Shean. Let me see. I don't have a picture pulled up right now. But, so, on his Chris Harrison's video, they did like the Big Brother thing where they're like kind of doing like a little dance and then they freeze on their photo. Like you get to see them a little bit, a little movement, a little dance move. And then, so I felt she looked better in that than her like Bachelor bio photo. But yeah, I don't, he just said she was a favorite of the crew and she's a fan favorite, which how does he know that? So that tells me she might last a while. And the weird thing in her bio was that all of her relationships, it was like guys ghost her. They turn out to have secret families, things like that. Yeah. So I don't know if she chooses that well. Peter would be definitely a step up from that. And yeah, I'm just excited to have Shean here.
She's into competitive horseback riding. So, you know, if she doesn't do well on this show, maybe she'll get cast on The Challenge and her and Cara Maria can link up and we'll see something in the future there.
Have there been any Bachelor contestants that make it their way over to The Challenge yet?
Yes. Chase.
Oh, yes.
How could anyone forget his two episodes on The Challenge?
Oh, my gosh, Chase. And he showed up on Bachelor in Paradise this season, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
you're like,
who is he?
And Matt, is there anyone from? Oh yeah, you know what? Daniel from, I don't know what season he was on.
Yeah,
is on X on the Beach.
Yes,
X on the Peak. Sorry.
I feel like I haven't seen anything from him because he's like the most boring person on the show. like they have some big personalities, and then just boy with abs. So I'm not really getting a whole lot from him, but also not really complaining about that.
Wait, so which one is it? Daniel, like
the Canadian?
Canadian?
Oh my Daniel. Gosh! Yeah,
he makes his way everywhere. $1 million.
Yep. It was a very awkward moment in the last episode where him and his ex, who showed up in like episode one, they were like, all right, so we're like not gonna be anything here, we're like setting each other free. And then they made like an announcement to the whole house. They like stood up in front of everybody and they're like, all right, everybody, so it's official, we are not any longer together, we're both up for grabs. And I was like, this is desperate, like, oh my god, like they're not getting anywhere on the show, and they're trying to find a new storyline. So sad.
Oh my gosh, so funny. He's like professional reality TV at this point, but good for him. He found a calling. All right, so, Haley. Yep.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
We are our sixth pick.
I want Lauren.
Oh, smart. How could we leave a Lauren? How could we let a Lauren fall this much?
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. She's from Glendale, so I think her and Peter will kind of have the same, you know, knowledge base of, you know, where they're from. They might know some of the same people, who knows. I feel like family holidays will be easier because both their families are closer. She loves to travel. She was an Laker girl. She says she does exit interviews with all of her exes to figure out what went wrong. And, you know, I love that move. I feel like that's a pretty mature move, honestly, so she can kind of know what went wrong in a relationship, what needs to change, and what.
Well, how do you think she does that? Like, she like, all right, I'm going to schedule the exit interview, like show up at 9 a.m. Like, how formal is this? Or is
probably just a phone call. Okay. Yeah. And she seems ambitious. Yes. You know, she is an executive for a beauty company and has a fashion blog. And it's a Lauren. She's a Lauren.
Well, and you'll like what Chris Harrison said. He said she's a self-made woman. She has the most stunning outfit and is the envy of everyone on night one.
Ooh, I love that. Yes. I feel great about that then.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I wish I'd seen that note earlier. It's like, oh yeah, that was a good one.
I kind of zoned out for a second while I was looking for my next pick. Did you guys talk about how she said that she has exit interviews with all of her exes to figure out?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, exit interviews are obviously a very big thing in our world. So the fact that she's hosting her own with just anybody that she's previously dated, I hope she's been recording those. I want to hear them.
That'd be a good podcast series.
All right. We've got on the line here. It's Peter. Peter, how are you?
What went wrong? Yes. I hope she does that on this show if she gets eliminated.
Yeah. I mean, she's got to. I'm sure she'll get brought onto a. Yeah, that'll be fun.
She will not let him just like, she will not leave the rose ceremony quietly.
This has to be a record low for Lauren's on a season of The Bachelor, right? At least in the past couple of years.
For sure.
I think so. Yeah, we let it drop way too far.
Yeah, like the only double name on here is Victoria, I want to say. So that's pretty impressive.
That's true. No double names except for Victoria. And yeah. Only one.
Good on
Lauren.
Them. They're really expanding their horizons.
She's not a blonde Lauren either. So, all right, Matt, two picks here. Who are you going with number six?
All right, the next pick I'm going to take Kylie. Kylie is 26. She is from Santa Monica, so going for a little bit of that. Maybe she's close enough where they can relate over things that are from. Back in their home state, I don't know, close enough where they can feel comfortable that they won't have to go far to see each other, that kind of thing. What else? Was there anything that Chris said about her? I don't remember particularly.
He said, and I didn't know if he meant this, he said, left Peter's jaw on the floor right out of the limo. I don't know if it was by her beauty or by her doing something really outrageous. So either way, I think that's a good sign.
Was she the windmill or was that somebody else?
Yeah. Well, he said, she gives a windmill reference, but I think he said that about at least five different people. He did warn, don't do a drinking game about aviation or windmill references.
Yeah.
So
she's hoping to be already married with a child in 5 years. So, you know, at least 5 years, good amount of time. If, they're just only first meeting now and she wants, to take it a little slower than maybe some of these other women. So I don't know. I feel like it's a relatively safe pick for this point.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, at first I was like, okay, what, enough with this five-year plan, everyone, but I think that was probably a question on the bio, like, where would you like to be in 5 years? Hopefully she's not going around being like, by 5 years, clock is ticking, but you never know. I think Peter's aligned with that, so.
Dream vacation would be to go on a safari in Africa. She grew up playing softball and is a batting cage queen. Okay, batting cage queen, I can work with that.
Do you think we could get a group date at the batting cages?
And then she falls down and she gets hurt and then she gets a rose. Perfect.
Perfect. Haley, have you gotten picked up on any places they might be going based on any previews you may have seen, like any of these countries that people are mentioning?
I have no clue, to be honest with you. Either. I haven't really seen much.
No, I haven't either. So we will be surprised. All right, Matt, one more pick here.
One more pick. Who did you say was the windmill? Or was that not? So we didn't know.
Kylie, was it somebody dressed as a windmill? I think that's Deandra. I think she was picked already.
Oh, I did pick her. So,
yeah, you're getting out of the windmill. Yes. There are other people that have done a windmill reference, I think, too, but I don't know offhand.
Okay. Then we'll skip the windmills for now, and I'll take a pageant person. I'm not sure if I had one yet. I'm going to take, how do you say it? Alaya?
It was Alaya.
Alaya?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll take her. She's Miss Texas 2019.
I think this is a good pick for number 7. Chris had some interesting things to say about her. And even her bio seems to allude to it. It was like, will familiar faces from her past resurface? What could be going on here?
Maybe just like a Hannah Kalen type of thing where she knows some of the other girls from pageants?
Could be. Chris said she has a wild roller coaster ride and is in some kind of controversy. So I was also surprised that her favorite social media platform is Reddit. I don't know if she can be a Reddit influencer. Yeah. That's a new avenue for these Bachelor contestants. I haven't seen that yet.
Someone's got to have that as their answer, I guess. Go outside the box.
Right.
Everybody's going to say Instagram.
Right. Yeah.
I'll let you guys know if I can find her account. Ooh.
Do you think she will break out a poem for Peter? She loves to write poetry.
I sure hope not. I hate poems.
Me too.
They never go
poems
over
and
well.
Songs. Like, please don't.
Like, when poems got brought up in like high school, oh my God, it was the worst day. What do you want me to do with that?
Exactly. But
read it? Listen to, no.
The only time they worked on the show, I feel like, was way back in Trista's season. She loved the poem that Ryan wrote for her. And
you know who else loved the poem?
Oh, who else had the poem?
Desiree and Chris.
Oh, Chris had poems. Oh, that's so cringy. Yeah.
Chris wrote a book of poems afterwards.
If somebody wrote a poem for me, I don't know. I would like, if they had it on a piece of paper, I would rip the paper up. I just, no. Write me a song, play the guitar. We'll go that avenue. I don't need a poem.
Yeah, it's just too awkward. And then Nick did like that storybook for Andy. That was like a children's picture book. good times. All right. Alaya, Haley, so it's back to you.
Okay. Whom should I go for next? Do, who is even left here? Getting to the end. Give me Victoria F.
All right, the other Victoria. That's a good pick. What did you like about her?
I don't think a whole lot about her. I just, like, you know, she's not the most exciting person on this, I don't think. She's really bringing back one of our favorite reality TV careers, which is medical sales representative.
Oh, yeah.
But also a yoga teacher.
Right.
Well, you'll be surprised or pleased or something to know that it sounds like Victoria went on some kind of major journey this season is what Chris said in the preview. So I don't know what that journey is. I don't know when it ended or if it, you know, went all the way. But she's apparently got some role to play. So.
Yeah, he called her the Forrest Gump of the season.
Oh, my.
I think just because she winds up in interesting places, which I'm very curious to see what he means by this. So I'm getting kind of like Ashley I vibes, maybe, like just sort of somebody that'll be around a while and yeah, the drama finds her. Or maybe she could lean more towards the other Ashley, who the Onion Ashley. Was that Ashley S? So I think that is a good pick for number 7. We are getting down to it. All right. Who am I going to go with? I think for my next pick, I'm going to go with Katrina. Katrina is a pro sports dancer. And I believe it was football. But I don't know for what team. And Chris said she had the best intro for the season.
Hmm.
Very aggressive and a big personality. So I'm not sure what that means.
It makes me very sad that people in her life are telling her that at 28, her biological clock is ticking.
Yeah. So that can make for some intense scenes if she believes that and internalizes it.
Also, one of her biggest pet peeves is not being in control. But welcome to the Bachelor, my friend.
I have no control over anything. So it's like everyone in her family has been married off. And yeah, she's the old maid at 28. It's very sad.
I appreciate the fact that she named her cat, hairless cat, I should note, after Disney princess. Always good with a good, always happy with a good Disney name. She went with Jasmine is her cat's name. Last Halloween, Katrina dressed up as her hairless cat, Jasmine, and Jasmine dressed up as her.
Okay, can we dig up these photos? Because
that's amazing.
I need to see this. Yeah.
Now, I think, I don't know about Amy. I know that Haley and I obviously are big cat people. Amy, are you a big cat person?
You know, I'm more a dog person for sure. But all right. I came very close to my boyfriend's parents had kittens in their barn and they came very close to taking one of those. It was very hard not to. You
really should have. The idea of dressing up your cat and having your cat, it's uncharted territory. And I am happy that maybe we'll get a chance to explore it on a national television show. Yeah.
And were they the one that's like, they do everything together? So do we think this cat will show up? Is it like, I can't remember on Ari's season, but the girl that had the dog with, like, do you think Jasmine is going to be there in the limo, be there in the mansion? I would love to see it.
I want the cat to be there.
Please. I hope so.
She gets taken away in the limo whenever she gets kicked off and the cat's in the limo waiting for her.
Yeah, I just picture it sitting on a tufted pillow, being like, alongside her at all times.
Yes.
I would love it. All right. So Katrina is off the board. A few people where I'm like, I've got a little plus minus is kind of my middle of the road symbol that I use. So who am I going to go with? Who's gotten that honor in my notes? I think, give me Alexa.
An esthetician. She was going to be my next pick.
Yeah, I like Alexa. I kind of am surprised to see her fall, but you know, not that this is the end, but she was relatively high. For me, I thought, if nothing else, I feel like she does give me a little bit of like maybe villain, even though her smile does not really give you that. I feel like just everything I read was like maybe she's got a villainous side.
Yeah, she has opinions that isn't afraid to express them, even though she's about love and acceptance. So maybe one of those hypocritical women on the show. And then she also had something where it said, like, she's afraid to be vulnerable, which we've seen people on the show in the past. Like, Colton got rid of Caitlin because he just, like, couldn't get anything, her to talk about anything meaningful. So, but she's, I love her picture. She looks very friendly in it and gives me good vibes from, at least from that. And Chris didn't say much about her. So that, I think, is maybe why I let her fall.
Said she has great hair.
Great hair. And she's reserved. But also outrageous. So, yeah.
Alexa decided to move to Chicago during a game of heads or tails.
Where have we seen that before?
Her big interesting fact she's got.
She's a risk taker, just like Dean. All right, Haley. We have, let's see. You're on number 8 here. Who do we have left? We have Eunice left on the board. We have Kiara. We have Lexi, Marissa, McKenna, Natasha, Savannah, and Tammy. I think that's it.
Give me Tammy. I think has a fun job. I feel like she might not get along with the other women in the house. She does love to travel, so I think that's a good thing. She says she doesn't relate well to the blonde Barbie types, and gosh, there's quite a few of those in here, aren't there?
Yeah, that could be trouble.
But we're getting to a point where I can't be that picky.
Yeah. Chris said that she is like an example of the American dream. She is his favorite story. She has 6 jobs. So he likes her hard work ethic. And she tried out for the men's wrestling team at her school and like basically insisted that she be on, so she's got that chutzpah too. So
that's and then she won.
She was turned away, and then she responded by showing up to every practice and pushing forward to a title. I can't read Roman numerals. So yeah, sounds like she's got you know, the perseverance to keep going even when she gets told no. So maybe she'll be one of those who ends up getting you know, cut and shows right back up at the house and says, you know what, I'm not leaving.
That would be good.
We've seen that before.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What season was it even? Was it her soul season where he cut somebody and she came back and was like, listen, I don't think I should have been cut. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then she stays for like 2 more weeks.
Yeah, we've definitely seen that. She considers herself a tomboy and doesn't relate well to the blonde Barbie types.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a couple of blondes in the house. That might be a point of contention.
Yes. She didn't tell her mom that she was going to be on the show. So when will her mom find out?
I wonder if there's like a missing persons thing out there for her too.
If there's any challenge fans listening, somebody familiar to you, Dee, who just won the most recent season, also has never told her mom that she does reality TV.
Are you serious?
Just won a show. So maybe maybe Tammy will be along the same lines and end up winning.
Never has to tell her. You know, if you don't live in the same city and your mom doesn't watch TV, doesn't Google you.
Imagine.
But if you're gone for weeks without phone access, like, are these people like not questioning things or what?
Right. Yeah. Could be trouble. And how do you feel about her vanity license plate, Jet Setter, without the...
I mean, not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But sure.
I think Peter could like it, you know, because it's like, yes. Yeah, she is not a flight attendant, but she could fit in with his lifestyle. All right, Matt.
I'm happy she's happy.
Yes.
Yes. My next pick,
is that what
you guys want?
Yes.
All right. Well, my next pick, somebody that I was eyeing a little bit earlier, but also kind of, I'm worried about this one. Okay. This is the woman who we were told, I believe, got the first kiss of the season, but you never know what that means. That could have been she got the first kiss for herself, or Peter, you know, gave the first kiss.
Right.
I don't know. Either way, Savannah is my next pick here.
Savannah. Yes. So mild spoiler
there.
She's
a Texas girl. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. She's she refers to herself as the turtle princess because she sits on her back porch to feed the local turtles. So maybe she's more of a character than, I don't know. But I'll take Savannah.
Missed opportunity for her profession here. Should have been the turtle princess, right? This is like what quintessential bachelor. It's a missed bad call on their part. Turtle princess, the forgotten Disney princess.
She's another one who loves being at the center of attention. She says she has a bad habit of laughing at inappropriate moments. That's me as well. So I feel like I'm picking a lot of people I relate to. You know, when somebody falls and you're like, you want to ask them if they're okay, but you kind of can't help but laugh. That's usually what happens. So with me. So if she's along the same lines, then I'll be rooting for her.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. We don't know what the first kiss situation is, if she like puts him in a situation where he has to, or if that's like her entrance. But either way, you get those kiss points.
And that could easily mean that she's gone night one if she's like stealing the first kiss.
Yeah.
So it does feel like a risky call, but I'm
we're on pick eight right now. So
yeah,
take what you can get.
I'll take the turtle princess.
Yes. And that tells me Bachelor in Paradise potential as well. You know, there's turtles out there in the Mexican Sea. All right. Hey, Matt, another pick.
Next pick. Ooh, this is tough. I am going to go Natasha here. Natasha is at the age of 31, the oldest woman on the cast. And I don't know if I mentioned this earlier. I never know how to feel about the women on a Bachelor season that are older than the Bachelor, because I feel like guys always have this insecurity where they have to date someone that's younger than them. But I don't know. I feel like Chris seemed pretty high on her. You know, as the oldest woman in the house, I feel like she'll be the most confident. She knows herself, and she's not going to let the younger women, you know, push her around. And so I have some hope that she'll be around for a bit.
Yes. This is the one where he said she was referred onto the show by someone in production or something, like somebody who works with the show said, you got to get this person on, and said she has sharp wit, sharp tongue. And she comes up with a phrase, cats and rats. So Haley, how do you interpret that? There's like two sides of the house, apparently.
The cats and the rats. I'm thinking maybe the cats are like catty and the rats are ratty. I don't know what to say. I'm excited to see her on here, but I don't think she's making it to the travel dates.
Early days in the mansion, you're thinking. Yeah. It's unfortunate when you're over 30 on this show. It's just, unless The Bachelor is like Nick Viall or Ari. Well, not even Ari, because all his women were 24. But I think it's an uphill battle. But yeah, I like her as a person. Yeah. We're rooting for you, Natasha.
That's all we need.
Yeah. All right, Haley, you are on your 9th pick.
Gosh, not a whole lot to work with. I'm going to go, you know, I always end up with the Canadian. So give me McKenna.
McKenna. Yeah, I'm surprised she is so far down, too.
It's just her age that I
age, job. It kind of feels like she's trying to be the next Hannah G, but it might not work out as well for her.
Yeah, so she's the youngest, 22, fashion blogger from British Columbia. And what did Chris Harrison say? He said he loves the Canadians. He gave a shout out to Caitlin and Jillian and just says they're always a little nutty, but he loves them.
How dare you?
Yeah. And then he gave a shout out to all of Canada, Haley. So you missed that. He appreciates the Canadian viewers.
I should go back and watch.
Yeah. Let me know when you do. you know what else he said? He said she's a self-described fashion blogger, acne survivor. So that did not make her profession there, but fashion blogger did. I think she's in for a while and will be on Bachelor in Paradise for sure, but it doesn't seem like final potential. All right. Now I have to make my 9th and 10th picks out of who is left. All right. We're down to the bottom here. All right. I think I will have to go with Lexi for my 9th pick here. So Lexi is from New York, marketing coordinator, originally from Florida. And you know what? She is different in that she has red hair. I love her hair.
It's so hard dating as a redhead.
It's just really tough. I mean, a redhead just won Survivor, so you never know. Even though it's very strawberry blonde, and I love red hair, and you know, it pays to be different, potentially. Mm-hmm. Elise had red hair. She went pretty far until she sent herself home. And you got to stand out from the crowd. She's very gorgeous. I think I did not pick her earlier. Just nothing really jumped out at me. She seems like maybe down on the dating scene in New York. And yeah, if you're saying like, oh, it's so hard dating as a redhead, then that's maybe self-fulfilling. And she's going to come in with that complex. And I, you know, I watched a preview and did not recognize her from showing up anywhere. So that's the only other thing I could say. What did Chris say about her? I don't think anything really major, that she has a good entrance and Peter is impressed. So that tells me she's probably gone 9-1, but I'll get a point. Like, he's impressed, but not that impressed. All right. So Lexi.
I like that she's one of six siblings. So she's, I guess, one of two people on the cast who definitely have at least six siblings, but it sounds like she knows who all of hers are and you know, didn't have to go discover number six before she got on the show. So she's already got a leg up on that end.
Yeah, she can keep track of all of them. Then who do I go with next? All right. So many young
There's
ones.
So many
left.
Siblings. Like, she has six, the other one has six, one has 10. Like,
oh, yeah. Who had 10?
Add up all their siblings. It's crazy.
Was that Deandra?
Or 10, I feel like 10 was Lauren, but I don't know. I'm maybe making that up. I'm making that up.
All right. This website is really making it difficult for me, so I might just have to rely straight on my notes. I'm going to go with... Give me... Kiara. So she's kind of like a wannabe influencer, which is everybody. But she is 23. She's a nanny. Her fear is being trapped on a roller coaster. I feel like The Bachelor, you know, she could last long enough for them to go on that amusement park date.
There's going
to
be an amusement park date on this season, I can just tell, because that's like the third mention of a roller coaster I've seen so far.
Right. Yeah, there has to be. I think that would be they can definitely make that happen. And, you know, she just seems fun. So I think she could stick around for a little while. And what did Chris say? He said he was impressed by her. Chris was impressed by her entrance. It was dangerous and maybe illegal or something. So does she like parachute in? I'm not sure.
A lot of these girls where he only had something to say about their night one entrance. I'm like, maybe they really don't make much of an impression. If all he can remember is,
maybe that's all they do.
She had a great time when she came out of the limo, and then I haven't seen her since.
Right. Yes. So she wants somebody who can find her keys for her. And yeah, just I think maybe a little high maintenance, but could be fun if she sticks around. And he says that she has a nickname Kiki, but that you're going to get sick of it. So I don't know if she's like, what? Talks about herself in the third person. Like, why would we get sick of her nickname? So a little interested to find out about that. But Kiara / Kiki is my final pick. Haley, you are going to decide between Eunice and who else do we have left? Marissa.
Oh boy, give me Eunice. I find it hard to believe that somebody born in like 96 is named Eunice, but
you knew I wanted her from like six rounds ago.
I did, but you didn't get her, so what are you keeping on me?
She was supposed to just fall back to me.
No, it doesn't work that way.
This probably like, you know, don't fact check me on this, but like she could be the first reality TV Eunice ever.
Could be.
I'm willing to give her that title.
Is she the best reality TV Eunice? We can for sure say that.
Yeah, definitely.
She's a reformed girl.
She makes poor decisions. She knocks back Uzo like she's water. Gosh, she's going to be fun, isn't she?
Her signature dance is the ponytail helicopter.
I pray she makes it past night one. And if she doesn't, it'll be because she got too drunk.
Her favorite holiday is Christmas. So at least, you know, if she is like a first night elimination, she just spent the last 2 weeks of her life enjoying Christmas. Good timing.
That's true. It's like, okay, I'm going to have a terrible January 6th watching myself get eliminated, but hey.
Hey, no, Christmas is right before.
Yeah.
Just make it a long Christmas.
Yeah. Chris said she doesn't like to fly. She just likes the lifestyle. So she's a flight attendant that hates flying. But, you know, whatever works for her. And she's the one who knows Megan, who was on my draft. So they work for the same major airline. All right, Matt, you're left with Marissa. How do you feel about this?
I pick Marissa. how do I feel about Marissa? I don't know.
Why didn't we go for her?
She's got a story. So she also might get some kind of package. Mm-hmm. Marissa's story is that when she was younger, she was described as she was average size for a teenage girl. But the pageant world made her feel insecure about her weight, mm-hmm. which led her to struggle with body image issues. Over time, sounds like she lost 80 pounds and she wants to keep going. From what we saw, she looks great. So, mm-hmm. You know, if she had 80 pounds, you know, more at one point in her life, you know, you never would know the difference. She looks great. That's probably the extent of where her story is at this point. I mean, I don't know what else there. When she wrote that when she feels confident, she breaks into song. So I can't imagine like not always breaking into song, but it's whatever.
I think that will, you know, maybe could be her entrance. Oh no.
Yeah,
I think so. I don't think I saw her entrance.
She's 26 and she recently left the US for the first time. Better late than never.
Yeah. But might not leave the U.S. on this season of The Bachelor, sadly.
Might not,
this far in our draft.
I thought it was also interesting, her final fact here is that all of her best friends are at least 10 years older than her. That's wild.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, that could show that she's more mature and could get along better with Peter. Not that he's not even 10 years older than her. So
no, she's 2 years younger than him and she only talks to people that are 10 years older than her. So
maybe it doesn't work. Maybe she's going to be going for Chris Harrison instead.
Shows up. Oh, I thought they said 38. 28.
Were there any women that jumped out to you, Haley, that you thought were maybe cast for somebody else, since you didn't know, you know, was it going to be Tyler? Was it going to be Mike?
Not really. I didn't feel like we got a great sense of any of these women. I feel like obviously there's quite a few flight attendants. They were absolutely cast for Peter. Mm-hmm. There was quite a few beauty queens who I feel like could have been cast for anyone because mm-hmm. Hannah was a beauty queen. Just to make that connection. I don't know. No one's really jumping out at me.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't get a lot from these bios. And but it does, to me, it does seem like they were tailored quite a bit to him. And his, you know, what he's looking for, a lot of them ready to settle down, the rest of them ready to go on VIP and be new influencers, get that sweet following that you are pretty much guaranteed. So I did not dig into anyone's profiles. I don't want to be spoiled by how many followers they have. So, yeah, how are you guys feeling about your drafts overall? I will run through them very quickly. Matt, you have Madison, Hannah Ann, Kelly, Courtney, Deandra, Kylie, Alea, Savannah, Natasha, and Marissa. I'm always terrified when I read through this. I'm going to be like, oh, we both got the same person. Like, we missed somebody. Haley, you have Peyton, Jade, Jasmine, Jenna, a lot of J's here, Avonlea, Lauren, Victoria F, Tammy, McKenna, and Eunice. Then I have Kelsey, Sarah, Sydney, Victoria P, Megan, Shean, Katrina, Alexa, Lexi, and Kiara. All right. You know, this is something to watch on the premiere. We do not know. We don't want to be spoiled, but you can let us know on Twitter whose draft you're liking. And, yeah, anything, Matt, anything else to say about your excitement for watching The Bachelor premiering on Monday or about the season?
Sadly enough, I'm not even going to be around to watch the premiere. I'm away next week, so I will have to catch up when I get back, unless they have like DVR in the hotel, which I really doubt. Eventually I will watch it, all 3 hours of it. But then again, the good thing is when I do get back and watch it, I can double speed or something if it starts to get slow. Right. not the limo entrances, those are usually like the best part of the season. Or high up there, so I'll watch all those. But if it starts to slow down in like the third hour, maybe I'll speed that up. But I'm excited. I feel like I said earlier, it'll be a lot more fun to watch this season and follow along, actually having like a team of people to root for. So excited that I finally got the chance to do this with you guys. Thanks for having me.
So excited. Yes, thank you so much for doing it with us. Haley, how about you? Are you going to be tuning in live on January 6th?
Yeah, Mondays are usually pretty good days for me to just like do nothing. I think Ethan's going to be pretty excited that it's starting back up again. Yeah, it should be fun. It should be a good time. I always come into this Bachelor season like feeling fresh and rejuvenated and excited. I'm a little burned down by the end of Bachelor in Paradise. So, I think this will be a good season.
Yeah, I'm excited too. You know, I always feel a little down after the holidays are over. So this is something new to be excited about in the new year. And I always enjoy, even if it is a little too long, I do love those limo entrances. And curious to see what Hannah's up to. I'm sure that will be a letdown. It's probably just all previews, making it seem like, you know, he still has feelings for her. But I think they're just like natural flirts and made it look like more than it was. But excited to see that they did that and made it, spiced it up a little bit for the premiere, and that they're not doing, I don't think that they're doing some kind of countdown thing, which drags on. I hope they're not doing that anyway. So this will be fun to follow along and see where it goes. All right, Matt, where can people find you if they'd like to tweet you about your draft picks and follow along?
You can find me on Twitter at Matt Liguori. Just search my name. If you can't spell it, just maybe search somewhere else. Search in Haley's following or something like that, or both of yours. I think both of you, we all follow each other around here. You'll find me somehow. It's not that hard, but that's that.
You haven't changed your handle to King of the Mats or Licorice Liguori yet?
No, I did not win I did not win King of the Met. I mean, at most, I could have changed to SpongeBob Met, but there were two SpongeBob Met accounts that popped up. So I wanted to change my name to that, I think they're all taken now. So yeah, just straight up my name. That's it.
Yeah, I don't think you want to let go of that. You know, that's prime real estate right there.
But it still feels a little bit like boring every once in a while. And like some people have like solid Twitter names, like, you know, having your own name is pretty clutch. But like,
yeah,
it still would be fun to have something, you know, throw an underscore in there.
Well, you need to splinter off and do like your own just straight Bachelor. When you get so obsessed with the show that you just have to have a Bachelor following account, you know, come up with that clever name for that.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Haley, don't you have a burner? You have a burner Instagram, right?
I do. Yeah.
Is that where you follow Bachelor people?
Yeah, it is. All the Bachelor and MTV people that I don't want cluttering up my actual Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I go, my Finsta.
Nice. All right. So can't find your Finsta, but where can people find the real you?
You could find my Finsta. It's not that difficult to find. I mean, I wouldn't recommend following it. Like, I'm never going to post there. So whatever. My real Insta and Twitter is at @hstrong_. And my blog is, of course, strongtakes.ca. So check those out.
Yes. And
I was told to mention this one. If you haven't already, why don't you sign up for the Rob Has a Podcast Patreon? You'll get content and support us. And we'll love you forever.
Yeah. And we get questions from listeners in there. And before the episode, we get the threads going, so that's always a
great idea. That's the only place we ask questions anymore because we're lazy.
Well, and Facebook like buries the post, so it's like, yeah, why post it on there anymore? And all three of us are watching The Circle, right? So there's a new podcast.
I just recorded a podcast today about that.
So that is like a fun new Netflix show, not a new show, but new for Netflix and new for the US, and a nice easy binge. And so follow, is it in the Wrap-Ups feed? It has its own feed, I know. So that's kind of a fun new thing if you need a show to binge.
A lot of fun. Highly recommend.
Yes, definitely recommend that. And you can follow me at RHAP Recapper. And we will be back soon to cover the premiere. Thanks again, Matt, for joining us. This was so much fun. Fun to have new blood for the draft. We'll see how this strategy works. I'll come back
anytime you'll have me. It's a very fun time.
Awesome. All right, Haley, we will see you and everybody else next week. Bye.
Bye.